Storytelling for Marketers, the most in-depth instruction kit anywhere, part 3. More? That's right, we're not through yet. In fact, we're only just getting warmed up. So far, we've taught, preached, and proposed a whole heap of killer storytelling techniques. But today, we're going to do something a little different. Keep on listening, and in just a few moments, you're going to receive a downloadable, no-reg subscription money email needed template worksheet that will propel creative dunce into a Pablo Picasso of the content marketing world. Sound good? Sure it does. If you're not convinced yet, a flock of return readers, a skyrocket in your engagement stats, and a huge boost in your traffic and search rankings should prove our point. A polite reminder. This lesson, combined with our worksheet template, guarantees to give you a ton of actionable tactics and a whole heap of new ideas for your content strategies. But you'll only get the most from it if you've already completed lessons 1 and lessons 2 in our storytelling series. If you haven't done so already, go to einsteinmarketer.com to catch up. This series was put together in a specific order so you could get the most out of it. You'll be doing yourself a disservice if you don't. You've got no excuse now. Storytelling, lesson 3. To complete this lesson and worksheet, you're going to need 3 elements. Protagonist, lesson 1. Plot, lesson 2. Antagonist. Puzzled by that third bullet point? No sweat. Einstein's got the lowdown. The antagonist. In layman's terms, an antagonist stands in opposition to the protagonist. They're the bad guy. Think Darth Vader from Star Wars, Scar from The Lion King, or the Joker in Batman. But how in the hell does this apply to content marketing? Well, unless your business offers salvation from a revenge-seeking villain who's been deformed in a tragic accident, you're going to have to look harder to find an emotion-stirring antagonist. Don't worry, it's easy. An antagonist doesn't have to be a person. It can be a concept, an institution, a belief, a dirty pair of knickers. Just about anything. Its sole purpose is to block your protagonist from reaching their happy ending. Here's an Einstein example. Let's pretend we sell ab crunchers. Sally, our protagonist, wants to get fit so she looks good for her beach holiday. Her happy ending is a beautiful beach body. Her antagonist is the extra weight she's carrying now. Get it? The extra weight is blocking her happy ending. Here's another Einstein example, just to make sure you understand. We've got a new dating website. Our protagonist wants to get a girlfriend because he's lonely. He always gets nervous and he basically sucks at talking to women. His happy ending is a loving relationship. His antagonist is his unconfident, awkward nature. The antagonist is not loneliness. It's not blocking his happy ending. It's just a side effect of being unable to reach his happy ending. If you still don't understand, dig out your customer avatar and use your target market's biggest pain points. Remember, they must block the happy ending. Storytelling creation. For those of you that are listening to this and not reading it on our blog, now's the time where you can download the worksheet. Go to einsteinmarketer.com and download the worksheet. Completing the worksheet. Lazy entrepreneurs, marketers, or bloggers that aren't going to use the worksheet, please leave now. We're not spending our precious time sharing this valuable and crucial content creation technique just to let you read it and disappear. The worksheet is not for those who talk a good game, but don't put in the work to back it up. Now they've crawled back into their holes, we can get to the meat in our sandwich. Stage 1. Let's start with the protagonist. Box 1. You'll need to use one of the 2 methods we gave you in lesson 1. Ideally, you'll print out multiple worksheets and use both. When you've got a clear protagonist in mind, you'll need to think of their happy ending. What do they really want? What's their end goal? What are they dreaming of? Your target market's goals will not be the same as yours. You might think their dream is to buy your product, but it isn't. It's to achieve the result or solve the problem that your product or service offers. Got that happy ending? Sweet. Write it in box 3. Stage 2. Can you see the walls blocking the protagonist's straight path to the happy ending? That's the antagonist in box two. Remember, it's blocking an easy route to their promised land. The antagonist must be a barrier, wall, a blockable. Stage three. This is where the magic happens. You'll notice that there is three ascending stepping stones that our protagonist can take to lift themselves over the wall. This is our story. We're going to take what we know about our market, niche, industry, and use our expertise to take our protagonist over the antagonist wall. There are many ways of using these steps. We suggest a beginning, middle, and an end to your stories. But if you think your protagonist can conquer the wall with just one, then use one. If you're short on content ideas, this worksheet will destroy creative blocks. An Einstein example. Remember the ad cruncher? Sally wanted to achieve the perfect beach body. Box 1, protagonist, Sally. Box 2, antagonist, extra weight. Box 3, happy ending, beach body. We'd use our stepping stones to envision Sally's story from overweight to fit as a fiddle. What does she do along the way? How does she start? When does she find our ab cruncher? What emotions does she feel? Perhaps she goes on a diet, spends loads of money at the gym, step 1, but doesn't get results fast enough. Then she finds our ab cruncher, step 2, and it kicks her fitness program into overdrive. She combines our ab cruncher with the diet recommendation by us, step 3, because we're killing it at content marketing. And happy ending. Or you can forget that beginning, middle, and end. And use the worksheet to create a ton of new ideas that you can shape into stories. How many different ways are there that Sally can conquer that barrier? Write them down and create content stories around them. Use your solutions to create blogs, videos, audios, and visual content to draw your target market towards your solution. Found your story? So, you've got the steps that will help your protagonist reach their happy ending. Hopefully, you've got a whole host of different methods. Now, you'll need to dip back into the 7 plots of storytelling in lesson 2 and apply the one that feels most natural. Perhaps you could reinvent one story by using it numerous plot types, thus creating multiple stories from one. Ideas percolating yet? They should be. Storytelling for marketers. If you've completed the worksheet already, congratulations on your story. You're just one step closer to increasing return readership, traffic, and engagement rates. But wait, we've got more coming soon. That's right, our storytelling series isn't over yet. This is just part 3 of 5. Next up, we're going to explain exactly how to use these stories to achieve maximum results. We're talking publishing, structure, promotion tactics, story strategy. Basically, a ton of stuff nobody else is prepared to give away for free. So keep an eye out. And congratulations, you've made it into the middle of our story. And it won't be long until you've reached your happy ending. Oh, and if you're confident that you would like some extra exposure, send us a completed picture of your story creation worksheet. Our audience would love to see it. Did you enjoy this blog? What do you think of Einstein's worksheet? Leave us a comment below or send us a message on Facebook and we'll reply as soon as our social media manager has stopped picking his nose. You've been listening to Einstein Marketer. We hope you enjoyed the content. Please add us on all of your social media channels. Einstein Marketer is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Medium, Tumblr, Pinterest, and LinkedIn.